We're here at the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa, and with me is the first vice president of the National Corn Growers Association, Pam Johnson, from Iowa. How far away are you from here, Pam?
I'm about 2.5 hours from here, but it's really good to be in Iowa and talking with producers that are in, not only from Iowa, but from all across the country.
First thing I want to talk to you about is how has the weather been in your area, and how is the crop looking there?
Just like a lot of farmers, the weather's been not so kind this year. We had 1.5 inches of rain in June. We usually get 1.5 inches a week. We had 7/10 in July, and then thank goodness it did turn a little bit cooler in August. Not this week, but we have had 3 inches of rain. A little too late for the corn, but the soybeans are starting to respond. So like a lot of people, we really don't know what it's going to be like out there. We've looked at the field. We got some corn that doesn't have an ear on it. We got some that might not be so bad, but just guessing, I'd say we're maybe going to have 60% of a crop that we normally have.
Wow. Okay, one of the biggest issues right now, we have a coalition for having a farm bill now or as soon as possible. And why is that so important to you personally and to corn growers in general and farmers in general?
I don't think you could pick a better year to be writing a farm bill with the drought out there, the devastating drought. And, you know, you look at the drought maps, and just for corn, 51% of the U.S. corn is in poor to very poor condition. Now, wouldn't that be a call to action for you? It certainly is to growers and our associations about why we need this farm bill now. We started out in the spring, great process, was rolling right along, got it through the Senate Ag Committee, the Senate, House Ag, and all of a sudden we hit a brick wall. And it's been totally frustrating, especially as the summer's gone on, the weather got worse. And so we look out our windows and see what we're dealing with out there. And we're asking why. You know, we're so close. Let's rally around. You get back from recess. Let's start talking again. Let's reconcile. Let's compromise. And let's get this farm bill done by September 30th.
And we've got 8 days after they get back. And one of the things the Farm Bill Now Coalition is going to be doing is going and rallying in Washington, D.C. when they get back. Tell us about that.
Yes, we're going to be having a Farm Bill Now rally September 12th in the morning at Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. And it's just to build on the momentum that's starting now last week and this week with 46 groups and groups growing, not just farmers, but other groups are getting together and saying why this bill is so important, not just to agriculture, but to consumers. Consumers have been hurting for quite a while with the general economy. And a farm bill provides certainty for farmers, but it also makes sure that we have certainty in our food system, in food security. We want to make sure that they have choices out there, and that, you know, this is why we advocated for farm bill and reform in that farm bill, is because this was to be for only when farmers really needed help. And farmers really need help this year. This is an anomaly. This is a short-term thing. It's going to hurt a lot of people, but we will get through this. And we want farmers to be able to have those risk management tools so that they can go to their seed suppliers this fall, go into their banks, get an operating loan, especially for those younger guys that are just trying to get their feet under them, so that they be able to say, you know, I've got risk management tools, I've purchased crop insurance, this is the farm bill reform that'll work for me, and this is what it'll look like, and let's roll.
One of the other big issues that we're facing right now with the drought is renewed attacks on ethanol. And calls for a waiver of the renewable fuel standard. I understand that with, you know, when we're talking about corn growers, you walk a pretty fine line between your different end users, the livestock producers on one side and then the ethanol producers on the other side. This has put you in a kind of a hard situation, but what in general is NCGA saying regarding the ability to supply all needs and the need to keep the RFS in place?
First of all, we acknowledge the importance of all of our end users, whether they be livestock producers, the ethanol industry, and exports. And as corn growers, we worked hard and long, spent checkoff dollars to build that demand for our corn because we saw what the trend lines would look like, the normal trend lines about what we're going to be able to produce. You know, this year, you know, we were all set out to produce a bountiful crop of on 96 million acres, producing a 14 billion bushel corn crop. We need every one of those bushels of demand to be able to contribute to what society needs, but also to be able to provide a livelihood for the farm families across the United States. So as the National Corn Growers, our position is we strongly support the Renewable Fuel Standard. It was built with flexibility. It was crafted very carefully. So for years like this, when groups want to petition the EPA for a waiver, that flexibility and that process is in place. NCGA respects the process. We think it's a little bit too early to call this crop. I can't even really tell what it's like on my farm. We'll have a lot better idea what this is going to look like as we get further down into fall. We know what this crop is not. We don't know what this crop is. So if the EPA, with their due diligence, finds that the request for the waiver, they find with their due diligence and their facts that this indeed has caused severe economic harm to the U.S. from the Renewable Fuel Standard, then a partial temporary waiver is in order. If, however, they go through the due diligence and they find that that is not due, the severe economic impact is not due to the Renewable Fuel Standard, then the process has worked and it is not in order. So we stand behind the Renewable Fuel Standard. We respect the process. And let's take a big picture, long-term view and figure out what we can do the best for farmers and for our country.
Thank you very much, Pam. Here at Farm Progress Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.